Hey everyone, today we are going to look at Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 31, just picking up where we left off yesterday. We'll just go through the end of the chapter. So this passage, I continue to just look at it through the lens of power and how Jesus uses his power or doesn't in certain ways. It was interesting to think about this because I think most of Israel, from what I understand, was expecting a Messiah or a savior who was going to come and basically be a political savior, was going to save them from the oppression they were experiencing in Rome. But Jesus came, and we saw yesterday that the kind of way that he was going to use his power was to heal the sick and free the oppressed. And it was just a totally different kind of thing. And this section, it seems like people are starting to get on board. So they were at the beginning, I think, just like, what is happening here? And they even say in this one, in this section, he casts a demon out of somebody and the crowd says, what is this message? So they're like, what is he saying? He commands unclean spirits with authority and power and they come out. But I think they're starting to get more excited, right? So he goes in, he heals Simon's mother-in-law who's sick with a high fever, and he heals her, and then they start bringing all these sick people to him. So they're starting to get what he's doing, starting to get excited here. And I was thinking about this because in the end of this chapter, it says that Jesus goes out to a deserted place. We like to think he was praying, probably, because that's what he did. Maybe it was like silent prayer, I'm not sure. But he goes out there and then they find him and he's like, we gotta go, I gotta get out of here. Which seems like the opposite thing you would do when you start to get some popularity as a result of the power that you're showing. I am not great at receiving compliments, but I'm not gonna lie, when I get one, I like it. If I've worked really hard at something and somebody recognizes that, I appreciate it. And it seems like, it's not that I don't think Jesus didn't appreciate it, but it just, that was not what he was doing. And so he just left. And it just reminds me of just the different way that Jesus does things. And also just the ways that I am really still stuck in the way that our society does things, the way that our culture does things. But Jesus was just the opposite. You know, he came to heal people, to set things right between all of us, our relationships with each other, our relationship with God, our relationship with the earth. And he just kept doing that thing. And even whether or not he was gaining popularity in this, he had demons recognize who he was and he just told them to be quiet because it wasn't really part of what he was doing right now. And he just never did what you would expect a person in power to do. And I'm really grateful for that. And also just reminded of how opposite I am. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the way that you model having power, the way that you use your power to love people, to restore them, and not, you never lord it over people. You never look for your own recognition. And I know it's silly to even think that you would, because it's just not the way that you work, but that's the way that we work. So Lord, just help us to really be more like you, so we can be part of what you're doing in a more effective way. In Jesus' name.